Shyamalan's Sweetest Friends. This year should be special. Swiss. Tehillim, Perek Aleph. Sukkim Aleph to Dalin Ashley Ish Asher Loholach Batsis Rishoim Uderach Hatoim Leomad Umeshav Leitzim Leyoshav Kim Besoiras Hashem Heftsoi Uvisoiroso Yehege Yoimam Belaila Behaya Keets Hashatula Vashatula Poge Mayim, etc. Okena Rishoim Kim Kamoitsa Shetet Fenu Ruach Alkein Loyakum Rishoim Bamishpot. Fortune is the man who doesn't go on the eights of the Rishayim, and in the path of the sinners he doesn't stand. Rather, he wants this desire is for the Torah of Hashem. And in his Torah, he immerses himself day and night, and he is like a tree that is planted on streams of water, etc. Not so the Rishayim. Rather, they are like the chaff that the wind blows away, and therefore the Rishayim will not stand in judgment successfully. So, אנחנו נבאר את הפסוקים על פי דברי מרן, מאור ישראל וקדושו, הגאון הצדיק רבי יעקב משה חרל"פ זצ"ל. מה זה שאומר יהגה לשון עתיד? It says, ובסורסו יהגה יוימם בלילה. It should say, ובסורסו יהוגו יוימם בלילה. Because we're saying, אשרי האיש. Fortune is the man that didn't go in the past, בעצס רשיים. And who studied Hashem's Torah. What do you mean he's going to study in the future? He already studied Hashem's Torah. So why does the Pasuk say that he's going to study Hashem's Torah in the future? And what does it mean at the end of the Pasuk? Vokena rishaim. Not so the evil ones. ומה עניין המשפט שאומר לא יקום הרשעים במשפט? You want to understand what it means. Not so the רשעים. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. And we want to understand what it means when it says, Rishayim will not stand in judgment. What does that mean? My translator will not stand successfully in judgment. But the Pasuk says, they won't stand in judgment. Ma perush hadvarim? Chay nira, shemizmor ze medaber be'erkam ha'gavoa shel ha'machzikim ba'torah. This mizmor is not talking about the Tamidei Chachamim. About them, I wouldn't say Ashrei, fortunate are they, strengthened are they. Rather, there's no Pashat. But it's talking about the Machzikei Torah, those who support Torah. They work, they go to, they own business, they own nursing homes, they own real estate, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're accountants, they're actuaries. And they're machzik tamidei chachamim. Ashrei ha'ish. Shegam masao v'matano bashuk ha'chaim. Fortunate are they that even though they're in the world of commerce, they don't go after the eights of the Rishayim. They don't stand in the derech of chatoim. But rather their whole desire is for Torah Hashem. Their desire is to be machzik Torah. That there should be those who are learning the Torah of God. And therefore it says, uv'soyroso yehege yeimam v'laylo. Because the Ramah in Yoyeradei Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph Paskins Midivrei Rabbeinu Yeruchim Sheal HaTorah Sheatid Lelmod Yesh Lehatnot Ki Sachar V'Zvulun. It says, Uvisoroso Yehege, future tense, Because the Ramah paskins that on the Torah that one is going to learn, you could make a Heskem Yisrach Zvulun. You go 50-50 on the Torah with the supporter. But the Torah that you already learned, you can't sell. And therefore it says, talking about the person who's supporting Torah, Yisaraso Yehege, he will study in the future. In other words, this person is going to support future Torah study. That you can buy. You can't buy what the guy already learned. You can buy what the guy will learn. Uvezeh nikret gam Torah zo Torato shel ha-machzik. This Torah is called the Torah of the Machzik. The Torah of the one who's supporting him. And the Torah of the one who's supporting him, he'll be Yosek Yoyman Balayla. Yehege, he will study in the future. And it says in the Pasuk, Ki b'soiras Hashem cheftzo. His desire will be in the Torah of God. It says in the Medrash, Vayikro Rabo, Ruach HaKodesh Oymeres, Mi Ekdimani Vashalim, Mi Kileis Lufonai, Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Neshama. Mi Mila Lishmi Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Ben Zocho. Mi Osali Maike Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Gag. Mi Osali Mezuza Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Bayis. Mi Osali Sukha Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Mokom. Mi Osali Lulav Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Gomim. Mi Osali Tzitzis Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Talis. Mi Hifrish Lufonai Peya Ad Shalei Nasati Loi Sodla. Ruach HaKodesh, the Divine Spirit, says, who preceded me, and I will pay. Meaning, God always comes first. Can anyone praise God before a neshama is given? No. You need the neshama to praise God. When the neshama comes together with the goof, you can praise Hashem. Only after you have a roof, God gives you a roof. Then you can make a mica, then you can make a fence. You can only have a mezuzah after God gives you a home in which to live. You can only build a sukkah after God gives you the place for the sukkah. If somebody lives in Manhattan, where does he make a sukkah? Make a sukkah on 84th and Lexington? On the street? Not happening. So Hashem needs to give you the proper place. Who gave me a lulav before I gave him the money to buy the lulav? Tzitzis, I gave him a garment. Separated peah, first I gave him the field. And the inyan is she'ein chova lachnis atzmo b'mitzvah zulat ha'mitzvah sheba b'kefel. K'damro יכול יחזור בהרים וגבעות כדי שימצא כן, תמוד לומר כי יקרי במאורה לפניך. וגם רק בעידן ריתך מענישים על עשה. So you don't have to be machnis yourself into a chiyuv mitzvah. Like it says in the Gemara in Chulin, that you don't have to run around in the mountains and the valleys looking for a bird's nest. Ki yikare. You just have to be walking down the street, you're walking in Central Park, and you see a bird's nest. This is a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. If the mitzvah, the bug comes, but kefa lush, and then you have to seek it out. But otherwise, only if you chance upon it. And even b'idna d'rischa, only at a time of divine anger, is one punished for not being mekayim an aseh. Nevertheless, mitzad chavivus ha-mitzvah, because someone loves the mitzvah, you have to run after mitzvahs. You have to desire a home, so you can do mezuzah. Desire a goyren, you can do tumas and maisus. וזה מי הקדימני והשלם. ומי הוא ההקדמה של המצווס לפני שמשיג הבייס והגורן. You can't do the mitzvah before you get the house and the goyren that God gave you. So the job of a person is to seek it out. Seek out this house that you could do the mitzvah. Mitzad chavivas ha-mitzvah. Desire this home. So you should be makdim. Even before God gives you the home, you should seek it out. And then God will pay you. And so too, binyan achzakas tamid hachachamim. The whole cheshek, the whole desire one should have for money is only for this. In order that he should have the power, the capacity, the means to support a Talmud Chacham. And his desire for wealth should not be for his own benefit. And after he achieves wealth with God's help, he gives it to Talmidei Chachamim, shares the wealth. David HaMelech named Zmirot Yisrael Amar, Ashrei Ish Yarei Et Hashem, B'mitzvotav Chafetz Me'od. Like Bechol Me'odecha, fortune is the man who fears Hashem, his mitzvahs he desires very much. Shegam Chefetz Lev Od, Hu Ach Mitzad Mitzvotav. You know why a person wants Me'od, Bechol Me'odecha, why a person should want a fortune? Because b'mitzvahs of chafetz. He wants the money for the mitzvahs. He wants the house for the mezuzah. He wants the garment for the tzitzis. He wants the money to do mitzvahs. And that's the opposite of what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma. V'chi timkeru memkar la'amitecha. Ze she'amar ha'katuv. Nevhal lahon ish ra'ayin. V'lo yada ki chaser yivoenu. The pasuk b'mishlei, b'perek chavchet, pasuk chavbet. A pasuk hazeh medaber b'harbei b'nei adam, says the Medrash. A person who's nivhal lahoin, whose mind is nivhal lahoin, he's mamish, running after wealth. He's very, very nervous to become wealthy, anxious, he's b'bahola. He lacks internal calm because he wants hon. He wants wealth. Who is this man who wants wealth? Is an ish ra'ayim with an evil eye, and he doesn't know that he's going to come lacking. Omer ha-medrash, nevhal lahon ish ra'ayim ze kayin. Amar ha-kadosh baruch hu, ata nevhalta lirash ta olam, chayecha, chisaron yesh lecha, havei, v'lo yada ki chaser yivoenu. Uma haya lo, shenitartel ba'olam, shenemar, Na v'na tiyeh ba'aretz. This nivhal lahoin is kain. And God said, you wanted to inherit the whole world? You wanted to kill Hevel? Have it all for yourself? By your life, you're going to come with a chisaron. Lo yada, you don't know that ki chaser yivoenu, the pasuk says. You're going to come lacking. And what is geshein? What really happened? Shenitaltel ba'olam. That he was in constant transit. In the world, he was going here and there on the earth. Bereshit 4:12. Davar acher, nevhal lahon ish ra'ayin, ze Efron achiti. B'sha'a shemeta Sara, halach Avraham etzel Efron, sheyimkor lo at ha'me'ara. Amar le'Efron, ten li et ha'me'ah. So this ish nevhal lahon is Efron. When Sarah died, Avram goes to Ephron and he wants to buy the cave. Ephron says, give me the money. And he says to him, Arba Eretz, Arba Me'ot Shekel Kesef, Beini Uveincha Mahi. A land with 400 shkalim between me and you, what is it? Hitchil Avram Tsoverat HaKesef LeEphron, Shenemar Vayishma Avram El Ephron Vayishkol Avram. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nivhalta Lemamon, Chayecha, Chisaron Yesh Lecha, B'davar. So who is this? This is Ephron. Avram Avinu is counting out the money. And God says, Ephron, you want so much money? You have this Bahala? have this lack of calm, this anxiety for wealth. So you're going to have a chisaron. He's missing a vav, Ephron in his name, Aleph, Pei, Reish Nun, Vayishma Avraham El Ephron, without a vav. So he lacks a vav forever. Nivhal Lahon Yishra'ayin, Elu Socharei Shvit. These are the people who do business with Shvita money, with Shmita fruits. Shemit Ba'alim Lahashir. They want to get rich and they don't keep Shvias. And they think, oh, this is the way I'm going to get rich. V'nei b'kayin ne'emar, v'hi hevel ro'et son, v'kayin haya oved adama. V'nei rama shebehevel ne'emar v'yihi, v'kayin haya, duhu kamo she'amru, v'yihi eino ala shel tzara, v'ya lashon simcha. It says, v'yihi is a lashon of tzara, v'yihi hevel ro'et son. Kayin haya, haya is a lashon simcha. כי קין לא שם לבבו כלל לשום עניין מושכל והם מסתפק במילוי גמור מה שעובד את האדמה לא כמו שנאמר בנוח איש האדמה שגם מה שהחל נוח להיות בעל אדמה היה אצלו לשם מטרה נעלה למען להכין יין לנסחים על גבי המזבח וקין לא היה כן לא הוטבה לפניו שום מטרה יותר גבוהה מעצם עבודתו את האדמה כי רצה רק למצוא עבודה אשר תשיח דעת מעניינים אחרים ולא ידועק בלבוא לדברים רוממים ונעלים וזה היה בניגוד להבל, שהיה מהבל את כל העולם הזה ולא איזה שימצא עונג עליון. וכן, גם במה שבחר להיות רועי צאן, כמו שעשו לפנים כל הגדולים למען יוכלו להתבודד, מקומות הרחוקים מן היישוב שראו את צאנם במרחוק, שלא יזיקו ביער אף על פי כן דאג ויהי הבל רועי צאן. כי כל עוז חפצו אך להשיג מהמושכלות האמיתיות. עוד על הקשרה קין, כי על מנחתו לא שעה ועל הבל מנחתו שעה לא הסתפק במה שיש שקוע בעבלים וחומריות, אלא רצה לרש העולם. הוא אמר שכל מי שיהיו בעולם, יהיו רק כמותו, שקועים בעבודת האדמה בלי שום פנייה, בגדלות ורוממות. Kayin is a ve'ahaya, lashon simcha. He wasn't interested in muskalas. He wasn't interested in the intellectual matters, dveikus b'Hashem. He was just happy to be an oved avdama. For him, that was ve'ahaya, simcha. I'm working my land, make my money. Everything is good. And then he wanted everyone to be like him. He wanted to inherit the world. Everybody should be an Oved Adam. Nobody should be Pona the godless for Romulus. Hevel, in contrast, was a Vayihi Mensch. Lashon Tzara, meaning he didn't get Hana from this world. He wanted to be Mizboidet. He wanted Dveikus Bashem. So the Lashon Tzar was that he was mahabel this world. This world didn't give him any pleasure. This world gave him tsar. He wanted oineg elyon. He wanted divine pleasure. Noach originally was an ish adama. He wanted to plant vines to bring libations, wine libations on the mizbeach. But Cain had no higher purpose. He just wanted to forget about what was important and be osek and avoid this adama. Hevel was interested in muskalos. Hevel was interested in dveikus elyona, clinging to God. Kain was a nivel lahon. Just let me make my money. Ephron, tchila, he said, lo adoni ishmaini hasadeh natati lach ve'amara asher bo lecha netatiha. He said, no, listen, Avraham. The field, I gave you. And the cave in the field, I gave you. Achakach, kshikir Avraham, shavraham ratza dafka, l'shalem, tavin v'tkilin, And afterwards, first he says, I'll give it to you as a gift. And then he sees Avram wants to pay heavy money. He said, Vayishma Avraham el Efron. Vayishkol Avraham le Efron. Why does it say twice to Ephron? It's coming to tell us that Ephron didn't rely on what Avram weighed for him. And the scale had to be in front of him. It shouldn't be lacking anything. It should be exact. And therefore, his name is missing the vav. Vayishma Avraham el Efron. He heard him. And then Vayishkol Avraham el Efron. Efron made sure that he was there for the Mishkal. He made sure nothing is lacking. He wanted to make sure he got every last penny. There's a beautiful Maimer Chazal, which so many Sfarim talk about, that it says, B'nei Ches 10 times, can I get a Seres HaDibris? Because if you're Mevarer the Mekach of a Tzaddik, if you clarify the transaction of a Tzaddik, it's like you're Mekayim a Seres HaDibris. So Ephron could have been, oh, I'm doing business with Avram. There's a lot to learn here. Instead, he was interested in one thing, money. So to Malavi Ribis, so to people who do business with Peiros Shviyos, they're just interested in the money. They're not interested in the mitzvah part. They're Nivol Lahon. באופן שזה מירידתו של אדם אם נפעל להון. ואילם מן הון הוא, כשכל מגמתו בהשגת ההון, יהיה אך למען עשיית מצוות. ויהיו המצוות קודמים אצלו מעצם ההון. וזה מה שאומר, כי אם בתורת השם חפצו, שכל חפצו עוד לפני השגת ההון, הוא אך למען יהיה לאל ידו להחזיק תלמידי חכמים. מפני שבתורת השם חפצו, ואזי מה שיהנו תלמידי חכמים שמוחזקים על ידו, יהיו הוגים בתורתו של המחזיק. That should be our whole purpose in wanting to get rich. We're talking here about מחזיק היתר, we're talking here about workers. People who work and learn. Don't just learn. They're מחזיק תורה. אשר איש הלך ובקים בסוירס השם חפצו. Their desire for money because they want Torah. They want Torah as Hashem. That's why they want money. They want to do mitzvahs with the money. But this we can explain the Medrash. Asida Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasses Chuppah LeBalei Mitzvah Eitzel Balei Torah. The Balei Mitzvah are going to have a chuppah, a canopy, next to the Balei Torah. Ki B'tzel HaChochma, B'tzel HaKesef, in the shadow of wisdom, in the shadow of money. V'amar Asheri Enosh, Yaseh Zosu Ben Adam Yachzik Bo. V'amar Eitzchayim Mila Machazikim Bo. Fortunate is the person who does this and a person who holds on to it. It's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. The Baalim Mitzvahs, the Bitzel HaKesef, those in the shadow of money are going to be next to the Bitzel HaChachma, next to those in the shadow of wisdom. But it's hard to understand. It says in Brachas and Aflamet Dalit, Kol HaNevim, Kulam Lo Nisnabu, El HaMesi Bito LaTalmud Chochem, Vosa Prakmati LaTalmud Chochem, Avo Talmud Chochem, Atzman Ein Loi Rosa Elokim Zul HaSecha. All the Nevi'im are only misnabed as somebody who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Er macht Geschäften mit Talmidei Chachamim, he does business with Talmidei Chacham. But the Talmud Chacham himself, only God knows what his reward is going to be. So how do you compare those, the Baalei Mitzvahs to the Baalei Torah? The supporters to the learners. So it would appear that the person who's machzik bidei Talmidei Chachamim is a person who doesn't desire at all wealth. Just gives Torah Hashem Cheftzai. And therefore, he's on the level of the Talmud Chacham. And then when the Talmud Chacham learns, they're learning. But somebody who's not in the Madrega of Hikti Mani Vashalim, who doesn't seek out the mitzvah, just after God makes him rich, he says, all right, I'll give Talmud Chachamim. That's what the Gemara says, that they're not as great as Talmud Chachamim. The Nevi'im saw about them, but Talmud Chacham, the Nevi'im didn't see. Same Amor who says both Ma'amar And the answer is it's B'chiya Bar Abba. It says that when it comes to, I believe, when it comes to a person who his original intent is to support Torah, he's on the same level as the Talmud Chacham. Hashem Kain, somebody whose original intent is to get rich, and after he gets rich, he just separates the money. Some people, they say, oh, I only want to get rich so I can get stuck and do mitzvahs. So God knows the truth, and it could be, but some people are fooling themselves or trying to fool others. They want to be rich because they love money. And once they get rich, they'll also be happy to share some. So those people are also good, but they're not on the level of Talmidei Chacham. The people on the level of Talmidei Chacham are people who lechatchila, initially, that's their goal. Omer lo ken ha-resha'im, kim kamot asher tetfenu rach, ha-ken lo yakum resha'im ba-mishpat. Dinei b'Yerushalmi b'nidarim, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chuna, atid ha-isav ha-rasha la-tof talito, ולשב עם צדיקים בגן עדן לעתיד לבוא, והקדוש ברוך הוא גוררו ומוציאו משם. מי תיימה, אם תגביע כנשר ואין בין כוכבים שים כנך, משם אורידך נאום השם. ואין כוכבים אלא צדיקים כמה דמת אמר, ומצדיקי הרבים ככוכבים לעולם ועד. The manager says that, מריד הגזח, Esau is going to wrap himself in his talus, he's going to try to sit with the צדיקים in גן עדן. והקדוש ברוך הוא is going to drag him out of there. Because it says in the book of Ovadia 1:4, if you raise yourself up like an eagle and you put your nest among the stars, I'm going to bring you down from there. Talking about Esav, God's going to bring him down. The stars of the tzaddikim, matzdikei arabim kekochavim. The shaila is, what's vil Esav? Ma Esav rotze ma shtut hazot? He's going to sit with the tzaddikim, b'emet. על הדברים מבוערים על פי מה שאמרו בריש עבודה זרה, שלעתיד לבוא יאמרו האומות, הרבה שווקים תיקנו, הרבה מרחצאות עשינו, הרבה כסף וזהב הרבנו, וכולם לא עשינו אלא בשביל ישראל. The Goyim are going to say, we did everything just for the Jews. The bridges are for the Jews. The bathhouses are for the Jews. The gelt is for the, it's all for the Jews. And God says, you shaitim, you did it for yourselves. And that's what Esav's going to say. Esav's going to sit in Gan Eden. Hashem's going to say, no, you only did it for yourself. Come on, Esav. It wasn't about supporting Torah. It wasn't about Ruchnius. It was about yourself. כתוב במדרש, אמרו בית דברים בימין ושני דברים ביד. בית דברים בימין, תורה וצדקה. תורה מניין, מימינו איש דת למו. צדקה מניין, צדק מעלה ימיניך. בית דברים ביד, בנפש ומשפט. ביד, נפש ומשפט. נפש שנאמר אשר בידו נפש כל חי, משפט תכתיב ותוחז במשפט ידי. שמרו את הדין ואני אשמור את נפשותיכן. Medju says, two things are on the right hand, two things are on the hand. Two things are on the right hand, Torah and Staka. And we bring Sukkim. Two things are on the hand, נפש and משפט. נפש אשר בידו נפש כל חי, hand, משפט, ותוחז, I'm going to hold on משפט with my hand. When you guard the משפט, I'm going to guard your souls. מה פירוש? עניין ימין ושמאלו שכל דבר שהוא בחיוב ושיהיה כן, שיהיה כן הרצון, שיהיה כן, זה נקרא ימין. משהו נצרח רק בשביל עניין אחר, הגם שלפי משהו חיובי, אין זה אלא רצון שלילי, והוא נקרא שמאל. והנה בחינת נפש הוא רק משהו מצד אפשרות של החטא, נפש כי תחטא. ימין is anything that is positive. And the Ratzon is for this thing, is Yamin. You need this inherently. Something that you only need for something else, that's a ratzon shlili, that's for small. What you need inherently and is positive, that's yamin. What you only need to serve it is small. B'chinas nefesh is nefesh ki techte. Nefesh means that you could sin. It says in the pasuk, v'yipa ba'apav nishmat chayim, v'yadam le'nefesh chaya. We find that the Adama changed and made an Eitz Oseh Pri, and that Eitz Shubatzmo Pri. The bark didn't taste like the fruit. So even though the Adam is not a Baal Bechira, it's only after the Yetzirah, but Paschalas HaYetzirah, all of the Metzias had Bechira, and everybody chose there what they wanted. Kol Ma'ase Bereishis L'Daitan B'Koymosa Nivru L'Tzavyonu Nivru, they chose. In Rashi Bereishis 125, the Adam had Bechira and made a bad choice. And was Motzi Eitzai Sipri. And so to Yetzirah Sa'adam, Shoto Afar, the offer that was taken under from the Efer HaMizbeach, Shina Gam B'zeh Sha'ratzoni Alafiach Nishmat Chaim V'ya Guf Mukhan Lekabel B'chinat Neshama. Bo Komo Ata, Sh'Neshama Chofefet Rak Melamal. V'Adama Zot Shinta Gam B'zeh. Ve'i Adam Lenefesh Chaya. Nitkonen Aguf Rak B'tchuna She'tzarich Lekabel Mikodem Rak B'chinat Nefesh. So that offer, the Ratzon was, there should be a Nishmas Chaim, and the Guf will get B'chinas Neshama. Not like now, where the Neshama just flows, the Neshama just hangs over the person, but not part and parcel of the person. And the Adama was Mishana, the Adam, the Nefesh Chaya. Meaning that now the body is only going to get a Nefesh, not the Neshama. So God wanted the Neshama to be inside the person, Kiviyachol. And the Afar says no. But he had on the Nefesh Chaya, only Nefesh, not Neshama. Lower level. So it emerges that the Metzias HaNefesh Shelo Hayta Kfi HaRatzon B'Yado HaSmalit Kiviyachol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Small is negative Ratzon. Yamin is what you want. Small is what you don't want. Something that's helping something else. A negative Ratzon. That's small. So the Metzias of the Nefesh was not the ideal will. That's Yado HaSmalis of Hashem. So to din, even though din purifies us from sin, nevertheless, mitzad the ratzon of the yamin, we wouldn't need to come to that. Therefore, it's in the left hand. And if you're shomer din shelo likashel, if you guard the din, that you're not going to be nichshel, so the nefesh is guarded that it shouldn't sin. So that's what the Medrash means when it says, beis dvarim biyad, meaning the left hand, nefesh and mishpat. So the metzias of the nefesh is not like it was supposed to be. And so to the metzias hadin, ideally we shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have to come to din, to strict judgment, to punishment. Just a means to an end. It's not the ultimate ratzon. It's therefore it's left. And it's the Chazal say that if you guard the din, then your soul is also going to, your nefesh is also going to be guarded. Torah is bimino esh daslama. Torah is the ultimate goal. Stuck is also bimin. Purifies us. And it looks like it's only for the sake of the Ani, but it's really for the sake of the Nisei. Vim ki achshav ein lanu musag ba'atzmiut ha'tov she'eino b'nogea l'poal zeh mipnei she'ra'a she'eino olam kedayu v'amadu ginazo. We don't understand the atzmius of tov. That's only because God put it away. But the light before the Geniza is the light without the sheaf, without the nartik, without the covering. There you have a Musa ve'etzem atov in staka. Much more than a shayach to the poa, which is only a tzel of the shade of what's the power of tztaka v'koach. So that's the medrash. The two things were given with the right hand. Torah and tztaka, because that's Hashem's greater will. Whereas the nefesh and mishpat are left, that's the small nefesh asher b'yadon, nefesh kol chai, yad, not yad yamin, yad small. Mishpat, if you guard the din, I'll guard your souls. Because that's not, the soul wasn't, the nefesh was not what it was supposed to be. Originally man was supposed to get the neshama. But the earth sinned, and instead it was only mukhan lekabelas hanefesh, and the neshama only floats over us. But staka and Torah are the ultimate goals. That's why they're given by yamin. Mimino eshtat lamo, tzedek malay yaminecha. And the value of staka is much higher than just fulfilling the needs of the poor. We learn what it means. In other words, they're not going to be all made by mishpat, because they're saying, oh, we did it for you. You didn't do it for us. You did it for yourselves. And that's Esav. Esav wants to sit in Gan Eden. He's expelled. Did it for himself. Everything good he did. He and his descendants are not to be machzik Torah. And how we understand the Perek in Tehillim, talking about Machzikei Torah. And that has to be your goal. And it shouldn't be to be Nival Lahoin Chas V'Shalom. Character concludes, Ki yodeh Hashem derech tzadikim, derech Hashem toved. So people can't really tell who's really a tzadik and who's not. A lot of people out there were misleading the public, maybe even misleading themselves. It says, Ki yodeh Hashem, Hashem knows, Hashem connects to the derech of the tzadikim and the derech of Hashem toved. And it'll cause the Rishayim to be destroyed. Because he knows the truth. Who's who? Now the Pasuk, Al Kein Lo Yakum Rishayim B'Mishpat V'Chatoim B'Adas Tzadikim, Moreno Rabbeinu writes, Im Eino Mitpalim B'Tzidkutam HaChitzoniyut U'B'Pshitat Talfeihem V'nei She'Einam Mishtadlim L'Shavesh Achar Rishutam V'Nakot U'Lazakot Et Ma'aseihem לשנות את מהותם למהות צדקות אמת, והם מתקוממים על צדיקי האמת לרדוף אותם בנחש של צדקותם המדומה. You have people, they daven, they look good, they look from, they spread out their kosher signs, they say, look, we have split hooves, we're good, we're kosher. But they really are Rishayim, and they pursue the tzadikim, pretending that they're tzadikim. But they're really Rishayim. And such people, lo yakumu rishim b'mishpat. And even though now they're considered part of the Adas Tzadikim, in the future they won't be. Because Hashem knows the truth, who's for real and who's not. Okay, obviously, we talk about this so much more. Hopefully we'll revisit this in the future. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom.